Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're talking about animals today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. I hope you guys like animals. Today's topic is nature.
And the title of our lesson is Pets, Pets, Pets. So, Marie, when you were a kid, did you have any pets? We do know you have a cat right now.
That's right. But when I was younger, I had two turtles. Their names were Ben and Jerry.
I had a hamster. His name was Hammy. But I kind of want a dog right now. Well, friends, let's learn about our lesson. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Linda wants a pet. Alex has two goldfish. They live in a bowl in his living room. They are quiet. Susie is taking care of a parrot. He can talk, but he doesn't talk to strangers. Parrots are amazing birds. They can do tricks, but they also bite. They have strong beaks.
Wow, our friends have interesting pets. Marie, can you tell us more about Ben and Jerry?
Sure, Ben and Jerry were brothers. They lived in a tank full of water. And the dog I had back then used to try to get them.
Oh, no. Well, now you have a cat. Tell us about him.
Well, my cat is 6 years old. He loves to sleep on the bed with me and wake me up really early. But I love him.
We all love our pets, and I think we'll love today's show. So let's get started. Here's Christina with those key words.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是宠物。 Alex 把两只金鱼养在圆形的玻璃缸里。 They live in a bowl. 英文里把这个圆形上面有开口的容器叫做 bowl。 bowl也可以指饭碗或者是汤碗。 Alex 觉得养金鱼很好，因为它们很安静，不吵闹。 They are quiet. 形容词 quiet 就是安静的。 Susie 目前正在照顾朋友的鹦鹉 parrot。 Susie is taking care of a parrot. Ben 也喜欢鹦鹉，他说 they are amazing birds. 形容词 amazing 是令人惊讶赞叹的意思。 Susie 说这只鹦鹉不但会说话，还会玩很多把戏。 He can also do tricks. 名词 trick 就是把戏或特技。
Alex, do you have a pet?
I have two goldfish. They live in a bowl in my living room.
Are they nice pets?
Yes, they are quiet and they don't eat much.
I want a pet, but I don't want fish.
Do you want a dog or a cat?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow, that's great. So Linda and Alex are talking about some pets.
And we learned that Alex has some pets too. He has two goldfish.
Wow, goldfish are beautiful. Alex's goldfish live in a bowl in his living room. Now, let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, live. Hi, Christina.
Alex的金鱼养在圆形的玻璃缸里. They live in a bowl. 这个句子里的动词是 live, 居住的意思. 这个 live 和树叶 L-E-A-V-E, leave 发音是不一样的哦. 你分得清楚吗? 我现在念念看, 请你仔细听听看它们的不同之处. Live, leave. 学发音的时候其实就是模仿，而模仿的像之前就是要先听得清楚。 所以请你再听一次, live, leave. 前面是短音，后面是长音, live, leave. Ship, sheep. Kid, keep. 所以念短音的时候要稍微微微张开你的口, 把 i 的音发出来就可以了。 Live, ship, kid. 念长音的时候嘴型就要裂开来念 leave, sheep, keep. 这样子分清楚了吗？
Thank you very much, Christina. So your home is the place where you live. You can say, I live in a house, or I live on Main Street. Main Street is where your house is.
Yeah, we can use this word for talking about the city, town, or country. I live in America. Where do you live?
Alex's goldfish live in a bowl.And look what I have here. It's not a fish bowl, but it's a bowl to put things like cereal in. You can also put fruit and soup in here, too.
Yeah, that's right. A bowl is round. I have many bowls in my kitchen. I eat out of bowls all the time.
Alex's goldfish are very nice, and they are quiet, too. Peter, can you tell us what the word quiet means?
Oh, sure. A dog is probably not quiet. Or if you go to the library, it will be very quiet because people are reading and studying. You might even see a sign that says, shh, be quiet.
That's right. Peter, so you know that in the library...
What? Marie, I can't hear you. Can you say that a little louder? You're too quiet.
Oh,Sorry, I was saying that in the library, you can...
Now you are too loud. Let's just get back to the conversation. So, Linda wants a pet, but she doesn't want a fish. What do you think?
Well, I think Linda would really like a cat. She seems like a cat person. Cats like to take care of themselves, and they are really loving.
Oh, I think she'll want a dog. Or maybe we'll find out together. Here's conversation B. We can learn some more. Hi, Susie. Is that a parrot?
Yes, this is Joey. He is my friend's bird. I'm taking care of him for a few days.
Can he talk?
Yes, he can.But he's shy. He doesn't talk to strangers.
I like parrots. They are amazing birds.
They are. They can do many things.
Susie's friend has a really cool pet. She has a parrot named Joey. Let's take a look at this picture behind us. This is a parrot. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's very cute. Look at the colors on it. Some parrots can talk and some can sing. They are amazing animals.
Yes, they are. Well, Susie is taking good care of her friend's parrot for a few days. What a good friend Susie is.
Can he talk?
Who, the parrot?
Can he talk?
Why do you keep saying that?
I keep saying that because that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
Can he talk?
Can he talk?
他会说话吗?
Look! This is my bird!
Oh? Can he talk?
Isn't he cute?
Yes! Can he talk?
He's very smart!
Can he talk?
Yeah, I can talk. What do you want to talk about? The weather? Sports? Let's talk about music. I love music. Do you love music? What kind of music?
Can he stop talking?
No. I really love talking. It's fun to talk. I really, really, really like to talk. So, what do you want to talk about now, huh? Hmm? What?
Can he talk?
Can he talk?
他会说话吗?
What a great calendar phrase. So, can Joey the parrot talk? Yes, he can, but he is shy.
Well, if you are shy, that means you are quiet and maybe don't like being in front of a lot of people or a big audience.
That's right. You know, I get really shy sometimes.
You do? When?
Well, when there are many people around that I don't know, I become shy. Or if I really like a guy, I get really shy in front of him. I can't even talk.
Okay, well, Joey is a little shy. He doesn't like strangers. So he doesn't like people he never has met before.
But I'm sure he will like me, though. Parrots are amazing birds. And Christina is an amazing teacher. Let's go to her right now to learn more about this.
Ben 觉得鹦鹉实在是很令人惊叹的鸟。They are amazing birds. 形容词 amazing 用来形容令人惊讶、赞叹的人事物。比如你去看了一场表演，它真的是很精彩。你可以说 That was an amazing show.或者是你的朋友超级会做甜点的，做什么都好吃，你可以称赞他 You are amazing。 另外还有一个是过去分词形态的 amaze， 它也是形容词，用来表达某人感觉很惊叹。比如说你看了一场特技表演，那个表演真的是太精彩了，不可思议，你可以说 I am amazed。 或者是有人的歌声很美，令人惊叹不已，你可以说I am amazed by her voice.
Thanks, Christina. So I think Joey is an amazing pet because he can talk.
Yeah, when I think of the word amazing, I think of people who can do magic tricks. Have you ever seen anyone do a magic trick? I don't know how they do it, but they are really amazing.
Yes, they are, and I think we are amazing because we can help you learn English. And you are amazing because you are learning so well.
And I agree. You all are very amazing. All right, well, we need to take a break right now. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
So today is about pets. Let's talk about strange pets. One time, I saw a man who owned a squirrel. Yes, a real squirrel. You know, those things that live in trees. This one lived on his shoulder.
Oh, that is a strange pet. I know someone who has spiders. They have really big spiders. That's very strange.Well, let's continue to learn more. Here's conversation C. Hi, Susie. Is that your parrot?
No, he is my friend's bird. I'm taking care of him.
Is he a good pet?
Yes, he's a lot of fun. He can talk and do tricks.
He has a cute little beak.
Yes, but...It's very strong. He bites me sometimes.
Oh, then I don't want a parrot.
Susie is taking really good care of her friend's parrot. You know, I've taken care of friends' pets before. That's really fun.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, Peter.
Yeah, one time I took care of my friend's cats.It was kind of fun to have some cats for a while, but I didn't own them forever.
Oh, you are very nice. Maybe when I go on vacation, you can take care of my cat. Well, in our conversation, Linda asks Susie, is he a good pet? Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. I am so excited.
Why?
Well, we get to learn a new grammar point, and I hope you're excited too. It's a good one. Today we are going to learn how to ask a question using the word is. Is he a something? For example, is he a good basketball player? Or is she a nice girl? This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So I have a good question for you, Marie. Your cat, is he a good pet?
Yes, he is. He is such a good boy. He's very quiet, except when he wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he loves to sleep in my bed.
Oh, that does not sound like a good pet to me. Well, let's talk about Joey. He is a very good pet. He is a lot of fun, and he can even talk and do tricks. Can you tell us more about this word, trick?
Sure. Since we are talking about pets, I'll talk about some dog tricks. Dogs can jump through hoops. That is a good trick. And some dogs can stand on 2 feet and spin in a circle.
Wow, dogs can do amazing tricks. You know, I would like to see Joey do some tricks sometime. Now, Linda says Joey has a cute little beak. A beak is the bird's mouth.
Yeah, it's very long, and they also use their beak to feed their newborn babies. Maybe you've seen it before on TV. They use their beak to do that.
Joey's beak is very strong. It even bites Susie sometimes.
Oh, that's not good. Well, maybe he bites Susie because he doesn't know her very well. Maybe he is trying to protect himself.
We don't really know. Well, friends, it's time for us to review those key words we've learned today. Can you say them with us?
Here's our first key word of the day. Bowl. Bowl. Put the apples in a bowl.
Quiet. Quiet. The room is quiet. No one is talking.
Parrot. Parrot. That parrot is flying in the house.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow, this is an amazing house.
Trick. Trick. My dog can do several tricks. Friends, make sure to review our keywords. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Alex, do you have a pet?
I have 2 goldfish. They live in a bowl in my living room.
Are they nice pets?
Yes. They are quiet and they don't eat much.
I want a pet, but I don't want fish.
Do you want a dog or a cat?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hi, Susie. Is that a parrot?
Yes, this is Joey. He is my friend's bird. I'm taking care of him for a few days.
Can he talk?
Yes, he can. But he's shy. He doesn't talk to strangers.
I like parrots. They are amazing birds.
They are. They can do many things.
Hi, Susie. Is that your parrot?
No, he is my friend's bird. I'm taking care of him.
Is he a good pet?
Yes. He's a lot of fun. He can talk and do tricks.
He has a cute little beak.
Yes, but it's very strong. He bites me sometimes.
Oh, then I don't want a parrot.
No, you can't have a pet. Ginger, you are a pet.
A pet can have a pet.
Okay, well, how about a fish?
A fish. fish?
Yeah, they live in a fishbowl.
Fish are very quiet.
I know. That's why a fish is a good pet.
How about a parrot?
Well, parrots are amazing, and parrots are loud.
Yeah, I like loud. Parrots are fun. They can talk and do tricks.
True, but Ginger, you can't have a parrot.
But Monkey Man...
No.
I want a parrot! I want a parrot!
No, Ginger.
I want one.
Nope.
I'm going to get one.
Nope.
I will.
All right, friends. Today is Monday, so that means we can practice answering it together. Here's question number one. Why does Susie have a parrot? Why does Susie have a parrot?
You can find the answer in conversation B. She is taking care of it for a few days. Here's question number two. Do you have a pet? Explain. Do you have a pet? Explain. Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I have any pets? No, but I have nieces and nephews. I play with them like they're my pets. I'm just kidding. I don't have any pets, but it might be fun to get a dog one day. Dogs are fun and playful, and they make great friends. But they're also a lot of work to take care of. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll get a dog one day, maybe I won't. We'll see. How about you? Do you have any pets? What kind of pets do you like?
Does the Monkey Man have a pet? Well, that's a funny question, right? I am the Monkey Man, after all. So, if you mean, do I have an animal at home that I dress up and put into a little stroller and take to the park to play with other pets, then no. But if you mean, do I have an animal that gets into trouble, makes messes, doesn't behave, and speaks English, then yes, I have a pet.
Do I have a pet? No, I don't. I really like having pets, though. I had a lot of pets when I was younger. I used to play with my dog and take him for a walk. It was a lot of fun. But I don't have a dog now. Maybe I should think about adopting one.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.